Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, boys and girls, men and women, ladies and gentlemen of all ages. The time has come. Coming live to you from the Mr. Nice Guy Studios in sunny Hollywood, California. Time to turn your dial to the station and make you smile. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. This is the Night Shift, and I am your host, Guy Nice. We are here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen. We are sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. Also on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTees. Make sure you check that out. Enter your promo code Got Nice. Get your nice little discount, ship it straight to your door. Also, probably got some other things in the works, but we'll bring that to you later on. Make sure you check out that online store. We also got the Facebook back up now, facebook.com/MrNiceGuyOfficial. Check that out. We post updates and all that type of shit, promo, same thing we always do. They shut us down. We'll be back again. Keep it going. #FreeGuyNice. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. 516-418-5813. That's 516-418-5813. I left my phone, man. Don't you just hate when you leave your phone somewhere, bro? You know what I'm saying? I had a nice little poll question for the night and shit saved in my phone, but again, we just have to save it for tomorrow. We'll get to that. Let's see what happens tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. I got two phones, man. I still end up losing one. I mean, I don't know, man. Anyway, shout out to everybody in Radio Land, man. 88th Annual Academy Awards last night. You know what I'm saying? Oscar so white. You know what I mean? I caught a couple clips of the shit here and there. You know what I'm saying? I probably got about 10, 15 minutes total screen time. You know what I mean? So give me my award, bitch. best radio show and Oscar so white. Anyway, bitch. I caught a little bit of the shit. But not even trying to watch it intentionally, just spend some time with the family and shit. But I heard that Chris Rock had a good monologue, so I went and checked out his monologue so I could see what it says. There's a lot of controversy surrounding this particular event show this year, award show this year. People boycotting, Jada Pinkett boycotting. I guess Will Smith boycott too. Spike Lee kind of pissed off, you know. And at one point, there was a discussion about Chris Rock, because Chris Rock was the host. I don't know if I said that already. Chris Rock was the host, did a good job. You know what I mean? I like Chris Rock as a comedian. I like Chris Rock, period. I feel like Chris Rock does a good way of telling the truth, but he do it in a way that make you laugh. And he's consistent with that. You know what I'm saying? Felt like he did a good job from what I saw. But there's a lot of controversy surrounding him being the host and people saying that he should boycott and he should quit. He talked about that a little bit. He said, well, shit, if he quit, they still going to have the shit. You know what I'm saying? And he, in a jokingly way, why should I put my career on the line in my career right now? You know what I'm saying? It kind of counteracts to your point because you mad about diversity in Hollywood and at the same time telling this man not to go and do this job he was paid to do. You know what I'm saying? By him not doing that, it's also creating less diversity because he's a fucking host, bro. Not that it resonates with me or it strike a chord with me. I ain't get on the bandwagon anyway. You know what I'm saying? It just, it was relevant to me, entertaining to me because of the things he talked about and the way he talked about them. He did say things that were very true, you know what I'm saying? But he said them in a funny way, as he always does. Dude, them my favorite type of comedian, like Joel Carlin is my hand down all time favorite comedian. His comedic style, the thing that he say, George Carlin pull no punches, man, up and down the line. He just went up there, shot to you straight, bro. But in his different points throughout the night, he was making comments and this and that here. But the monologue was heavy, you know what I'm saying? He said he feel like black actors just want opportunity, you know what I'm saying? They want opportunities that other people get, like Leonardo DiCaprio. He referenced Leonardo DiCaprio as an example and say he get a great role every year, and that's damn near true, you know what I'm saying? But he still ain't been no winner, but he damn sure been nominated, so now he a winner, you know what I mean? Shout out to Leo, I guess, you know what I'm saying? Finally got your Oscar to take home. I wouldn't be too thrilled or excited to take home an Oscar. Maybe an Olivia, but not an Oscar, bro. But, hey, you know, Hollywood's a strange place, you know what I'm saying? The most time I spend here, the less I like you. I just fly in and fly out, man. I got to get back home and get my phone, man. If that Mr. Night Guy hotline, holler at your people, man. We buzzing on Twitter, man. A couple things going on. A couple things going on. We're going to be bringing some shit to the show to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Some audience participation, you know what I'm saying? Coming soon. Just stay tuned, though. 516-418-5813. But I feel like Chris Rock made great points, man. He did it in a funny way, man. Shout out to Chris Rock for doing a good job making the points that were the counterpoints that were already being heard, you know what I'm saying? Did turn into a thing. A lot of this hashtag shit, and you know what I'm saying? We done talked about this previously about real activism and real... what do they call it? Protest. You know what I mean? I don't consider your internet protest a protest. I consider you blogging and typing and hashtagging and shit. I don't consider that a protest. You are free to express your opinion. That's true. But along with that, you should know you're projecting something out here. You're going to project the energy. You're projecting the vibe with this. You're building or you're destroying. You're participating. You're picking a side by making your comments. And you're going to choose to help or hurt. You're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem. So it's a responsibility coming along with you making your comment. That's what most people don't understand, why they take the social media so valiantly to type and express everything that you feel and shit. I'm not against you speaking how you feel. I'm not against you feeling a certain way. But I'm against your recklessness with expressing this. Because you get to sit at home or you driving your fucking Kia Sophia, drinking your Starbucks Frappalatte Chino, texting on Twitter while you should be driving, motherfucker. This crazy shit. And nobody going to, you know, it's going to be, you know, food people going to be confrontational towards you, but you know what I'm saying? For the most part, the world is bandwagon world. We have the mob mentality, you know what I'm saying? People are scared to try things themselves, but when they feel more comfortable seeing other people do it or say it, they feel comfortable being a part of something. Everybody want to be a part of something. I encourage you to have those feelings and emotions. I encourage you to live, because those are the things to savor in life. But at the same time, I'm trying to remind you not to get too deep in that and get lost. Emotion can cloud you. Misinformation can mislead you. With those two things together, you're on a collision course. Most of those times, those people hurt other people before they burn out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Uber. Too soon? Yeah, I do want to apologize to their families too, though, man. We laughed about that one night, you know what I'm saying? We weren't really laughing about them, but, you know, we was laughing at the irony of the situation, but still, I felt some type of way. So I don't want to apologize about that. You know what I mean? That wasn't funny. But I still make jokes about the crazy thing that happened in this world and the crazy thing that we allow. And it ain't just that we allow, we also participate in it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to make everybody responsible, but I'm trying to remind you that you're responsible, man. I'm doing it too. You doing it too. There's no soapbox big enough for you to stand on. Every man, every person in the world, nobody is without sin. I'm not a preacher or pastor, and I don't play one on the radio. This is not a gospel show. You know what I'm saying? Not the format, dog, but we keep it all the way 100 all the time. I feel like some of the shit Chris Rock was saying in terms of racism and shit, like, is Hollywood racist? Yeah, but he said it he had a little joke behind it. And then, you know, he would say things. And at times, you would feel it get tense, but he also made the people laugh. You know what I'm saying? And, give him his credit again, bro. Like, that's a good entertainer. That's somebody who's good at what they do and can work this room full of people. Because you can say things and make them feel some type of way. Then bring them right back and have them laughing at the same shit. It's a talent. But me personally, I don't want to make you laugh at it, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to make the joke at the end. I don't want you to get distracted. I want you to feel some type of way. I want you to see what's going on. Racism. Racism is injustice. Is there inequality in this world? You fucking right it is. All around this motherfucker. Is there injustice in this world? You fucking right it is. Is there discrimination in this world? You fucking right it is. I feel like I'm discriminated against based upon intellect. You know what I'm saying? What are you talking about? You ain't never heard that before, motherfucker. But I feel like that's real. I'm a problem to my superiors because I think for myself and I ask questions and I observe. I don't need you to tell me because I already seen it. And I'm seeing everything. I'm filling holes you didn't even know exist. Not to talk myself up or brag. I ain't trying to do that. I'm just saying. Different things about different people are threatening or intimidating to other people based upon their own insecurities. You will never balance that out in this world, not with laws, not with favors, not with legislation, not with acting roles in Academy Awards. You'll never balance that shit out in this world, man, until we start taking the time to talk to, listen to, and care about other people, bro. It's the only way you can help people with their insecurities. A lot of people get hurt by other people's insecurities every day. It's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. For you to feel any less than great, it's unnecessary. You can accomplish everybody who's sitting out there listening to this on the radio, on the motherfucking telephone, on the motherfucking internet, Wi-Fi, broadband, USB, download, motherfucking. Shout out to Spectrum, motherfucking. Wherever you at right now listening to me, shout out, you can accomplish anything you want to accomplish in this world. As a person, no matter what, as a person, you can accomplish anything you want to accomplish in this world. It's all about how hard you're going to work for it, how far you're willing to go. Whether or not you really want it. Because every day we get up and make decisions. There's not a motherfucker out there. You could call in here to try to argue, motherfucker, you wrong. You know what I'm saying? So please don't even attempt the shit, man. Every day we make decisions, millions of decisions. You don't think they decisions. Because to you, it's a no-brainer. Hey, yeah, I got to get up and go to work. I got to be there at 9. You know what I'm saying? And based upon that, you'll make decisions. I got to get up at 7 so I can take a shower. Right? You know what I'm saying? I got to line this shit up, man. These hoes, I'm trying to holler at that work, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to stop and get gas and shit. You know what I'm saying? I got to get my Chick-fil-A number one with my mocha prepared left. You know what I'm saying? Nice-ass coffee drink. Venti, latte, motherfucker. Yeah, I got a problem with these nice-ass coffee drinks. I do. I'm sorry. It's just more trendy, hipster, futuristic. I don't know, man. It's pussy, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. It's pussy, man. Shit. A lot of this new shit is pussy, man. I'm sorry. I just got to call it what it is, man. It ain't even pussy. Like, pussy ain't even the right word for it because pussy is too good to call this shit what it is, man. You know? But I ain't finna keep going in on the coffee drinking. Just drink your coffee with your nice ass fucking foam in it and shit. Crazy, man. You got to take the time to consider those decisions, the power of those decisions, what they are. All the little ones is what I'm talking about, man. What is motivated by? What are you doing this for? Because if all of them are meaningless, like to you, no-brainer. You say no-brainer, and I say meaningless. You know what I'm saying? If they all meaningless, what the fuck is your, what does your life consist of, man? You choose what type of attitude you're going to have when you step out into this world. You choose what type of person you're going to be when placed in these confrontational and stressful situations. You choose how you're going to react. And then you also choose the way you process those things, because it's something called justification. And we all use that in the most, excuse me, in the most insane and fucked up way possible. To make it okay what I said, that we done did this thing, that our conscience, that little voice in there, like, hey, yo, it's me telling you, nah, let's do something else, bro. Let's not do this thing right here. Let's do something else, bro. And you like, fuck him. Because, you know, Kyle might think that I'm this, I'm a fucking tattletale. Kyle might think I'm a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Who gives a fuck, bro? On the real, you got to live with the decisions that you make. But a greater point that I'm trying to make with this speech and some of the other conversations we done had is that your decisions impact and affect other people, whether or not you're paying attention. I had a conversation with my wife today. And, you know, we were talking about a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? It's one of the conversations where you got heavy shit and you kind of like, you go through it really fast because it leads to other shit and it just keeps going and shit. And, you know, I want to say, for like, first of all, I got another apology. You know, I want to apologize to my brothers, like my real brothers, my family who are parents. And fathers, I'm going to apologize to the fathers. Man, and mother too, fuck it. And the kids too, shit. Because with my current experience and situation, you know, and where I am in life, the things that I'm seeing now, like I did not support them at all. I was completely not supportive. You know what I'm saying? Completely not supportive. If it was, I feel like it was inadequate because I didn't understand and I didn't take the time to understand. But I don't know if it's something you can't understand without experiencing. I feel like y'all could be more understanding. But I've got this affliction. I told y'all about it. Man, keep rambling on about shit that we already talked about. But I do want to apologize to my dudes, man, because I feel like, yo, if I would have known, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like, I feel a bigger responsibility again to do what we said we were going to do, the announcement we made here, and make the fucking God Nicest Guide to Breastfeeding for Guys book, you know what I'm saying, and just give you some insight and information about breastfeeding, and, you know what I'm saying, but also about interaction between a couple during this time and things that are fundamentally important in relationships and that you should focus on. Because also having, and this is something that was expressed to me by one of my brothers, where like having, bringing kids into the family now is another situation entirely for you and your wife. Not just you and your wife, but you and your wife, like y'all together, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes they drive a wedge and, you know, it's like everything else, man. It can bring you closer together or farther apart. So I just, like, now, because I didn't know, not that I would have read the book if somebody would have put me on it, you know what I'm saying? Just be real. But you should buy the book, though, because it's going to be great and informative and very well written. You know? But I at least want to make an attempt for those of you, for those people that, because I got a lot of new dads that I know right now, man. A lot of new dads that I know right now. So I just want to do something. I kind of want to have a community for the dads where we could pass information back and forth and, you know, tips and motherfucking meet up and hang out and shit. And, you know, I ain't trying to start no motherfucking daddy daycare type of shit or whatever the fuck. My baby daddy, sorry. I ain't trying to start no little shit like that where we walking around the park and then, but, you know, we go hit that Ninja Warrior, hit that fucking Sky Zone or whatever the fuck that is. And gets it in, you know what I'm saying? Like some of that slam ball, biatch. What's up? Nuts in your face. Yeah, anyway. Apologize to my dude, man, you know what I'm saying, for not being aware. And you know what I'm saying, that made me think about times I might have failed people, you know what I'm saying? Like not being, sometimes even being cause for stress, like me being a dickhead and being a weight on other people. Because my perception of the situation, causing someone else to be unhappy is what I'm trying to say. So apologies for that too. Very apologetic tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So with that being said, me and my wife continue to talk, you know what I'm saying? I was telling her that, and you know, and she was talking to me about like printing on a baby. You know what I'm saying? And essentially all of these is an impression, you know what I'm saying? Like, or an attachment, having that bond, you know what I'm saying? She was telling me that she felt like I've changed since we've had the kids, and she can see it, and she sees the way that I look at them and, you know, talk about the things we had in common and shit, because to me this is just this incredible thing, you know what I mean? To me it's incredible. I don't know how to explain it to you. I look in them little girl face and nothing else in this world is as big as I thought it was. They don't look at me with any expectations. They don't look at me with any demands, any wants, you know what I'm saying, any judgments. They just there, amazed, you know what I'm saying, growing, living, you know what I'm saying, and completely neutral. I know you feel something, but there's no way for me to gauge what that is. You know what I'm saying? Baby psychologist, God, nice. You don't want me analyzing people, man. Nah, ain't good. Nah, anyway, so it's a great experience for me, and I have changed. I do see things differently. So, you know, me seeing that from my brother's side and, you know, the things that they go through or possibly went through, you know what I'm saying, had to deal with. How the fuck did they figure that shit out, you know what I mean? But that's why I know I'm surrounded with good people, man, because they did figure it out, you know what I'm saying? They still figuring it out, you know what I mean? They're doing a good job, bro. You had the right focus. One of the reasons why, not to make excuses or justify, but something that I've seen, because I've analyzed my relationship with everybody, now, at this point, because I feel like that's what creates the value in my life, those relationships with those people, not the thing we doing, not my monetary value, not my property, not my equity, not my liquidity, you know what I'm saying? Net worth, bitches, Google my shit. God, nice, motherfucker. None of that. The people that's in my life, those relationships I share with them, and the memories and the ups and downs, the conversations, the feelings, the smiles, the laughs, the ideas, the thoughts, the poetry, all that shit, bro. That's what adds value to my life. And I feel like, you know, as I said before, sometimes I haven't been the greatest insert placeholder here. So I analyze how to make them better and what to do and put the time in, you know what I'm saying? Put the time in. However you can, make them time. You make them phone calls. Make them fucking daddy-daughter play dates, bitches. You know what I'm saying? God Nice's daddy-daughter play dates. Tell you, sponsored by Mr. Nice Guy. WMNG Mr. Nice Guy Radio. You gotta make the effort. Go back to that. Make the effort. You know what I'm saying? But I am a person who my whole life had ideas, but I had an idea that I am going to be accomplished. You know what I'm saying? That I'm going to accomplish something while I'm here. I didn't always know what that was. To me, it was many things all along the route. You know what I'm saying? But through the journey that I've taken in the last 2-3 years with Mr. Nice Guy and the conversations that I had today with my wife, I didn't necessarily discover. Well, I did discover throughout the 3 years. You know what I'm saying? But it just solidified for me. Make it clearer for me. Make my work clearer for me. My wife talked to me about leadership, and she talked to me about the place that I hold here in our family and in the Mr. Nice Guy company and in everything that I do. And she talked to me about how much that meant to people. There was a lady at one of my jobs that I worked with who made us a diaper cake for the baby shower. Now, I know some of you motherfuckers do not know what's a diaper cake. Even though it's a growing trend and shit, I'm increasingly hearing people talk about diaper cakes and shit, and it's kind of hilarious to me that this is a thing. I wouldn't call it a diaper cake if I was naming the shit, because there ain't no cake in the shit. It's very misleading, bro. You ain't getting no cake out of this, in any metaphorical sense. Ain't no money in this thing. I mean, it is. They put money into it, but ain't no cash money you finna take out this thing unless you got the receipt, motherfucker. And ain't no edible cake involved in this shit, bro, which to me was the most upsetting. Yes, I am the fat king, you know what I'm saying? But I don't fap to fat bitches, you know what I'm saying? Clear that up, motherfucker. This lady took her time. And from the display that she created and the amount of work that she put into it, man, I'm going to put it up on the Miss Night Guy page. I checked that out. You could tell that Shawty put an effort in this shit, bro. Like, Shawty did her thing, man. She cares. And I didn't find out till later, which to me is another beautiful thing, man, that there's other people that was at the party that she talked to, and they talked to me later and kind of reminded me why she might have done that, that I've taken time to her to speak to her and listen to her and be concerned and give a fuck about her life and the thing that she's going through and how she feel. To me, it seemed like a very simple thing, so it blow me away when somebody come in here and do something like that. I feel like I'm doing nothing you shouldn't do by taking time. I was like, how you doing? And most of the time, bro, we just pass each other. How you doing? How you doing? What's up? What's up? I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Not even really a question. It's rhetorical than a motherfucker. You don't even really care. You're just speaking to somebody to not be rude. But if you're just saying it out of obligation, aren't you still being rude, though? Like, isn't that even more rude, motherfucker? Like, possibly consider that. I just feel like that's something that we should do. No, I don't always talk to everybody, but I try to, man. And I do care about what the fuck you going through. If I can help you, I'm going to try, man. And I don't feel like I'm doing nothing exceptional by doing that, bro. I just feel like that's what we should do as people. I feel like those are characteristics that we need to exhibit. Associations and habits that we need to adopt. And every time somebody bring a diaper cake, a life diaper cake, it blow me away. That is like, that shit has power, has a purpose. This is its purpose. Nah, appreciate y'all tuning in and listening to the Night Shift with Guy Nice, man. Go out there and try to do something good in the world. We every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. I'll see you on the other side.